Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's complicated after you get divorced, then you become a stepmom. What are the rules of this? How engaged am I supposed to be? You never quite feel like you're a starter. You're always on the bench, right? You're not supposed to, you know, are you supposed to be there for, yes, always support, but are you the fun mom or dad? Or what's your place in the whole thing? And it can get really confusing.
And also, what are the rules of engagement when you do a family group vacation together? Because I don't, is this common where like would you and Stacy go on a family vacation with the kids?
We would not.
So I feel like this is kind of,
I would be more open to it now than I was some years ago.
Yeah.
But I still don't think, no.
With your like new partners, like everybody goes on vacation together with the kids, which is what we're talking about here.
I think it's starting to become a little more common, but I don't think it's there yet.
So I do think this is an anomaly,
mm-hmm.
what your friend is doing here.
And that's why I think him and his current wife were kind of torn on what to do, because they were taking a family trip and I thought it was a weekend trip. Come to find out, it was a whole week that they spent together.
Wow.
It was not just a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
New wife is spending an entire week with ex-wife.
Nah, yes. Less is more in that situation.
Like, I will give credit to Stacy's side of the family, my ex-wife. Her stepmom and mom hang out with each other all the time, vacations and holidays. So it's very inclusive.
And the thing is, the trip was supposed to be celebrating his daughter's birthday. So it was his ex, who's the mother of his daughter, and then his wife, who has been in his daughter's life for a while now, and she would basically take on the role as stepmom. It would only make sense. However, for this weekend trip, they were going to have family shirts. And his wife was trying to figure out, determine, you know, is it okay if stepmom is on the back of my shirt? Because it's going to be like mom, dad, daughter. What goes on the back of my shirt and how do I handle it? And mind you, she had never met the wife in person. They had spoken via phone, but they have never met in person.
So they're spending a week together on vacation having never friggin' met?
Yeah.
That is wild.
That is
what
wild.
What could go wrong?
Everything.
That is wild. Yeah,
that's the part right there that is going to add the most stress. If there's no history at all with them meeting face-to-face, that is a huge risk.
And she didn't know if she needed to talk to the ex directly or, you know, or not. And you all suggested, you know, that's his job. That
yeah,
he should talk
is.
To his ex and be like, hey, what's going to go on her shirt if this is going to be a whole family trip?
Man up. Let's go. Take control.
100%.
So before I could even get an update, he's like, yo, Katie, I heard you was talking about me on the radio.
I hate when that happens.
No, I was a different friend with the exact same situation. Weird.
So crazy. You guys are both going to be vacationing in Disney at the exact same time.
So weird.
Small world. Right? He's like, so you know what? Here's your update. All right. That's when he filled me in and let me know that it was a week trip. And on this week trip, every day they had shirts, different shirts for the whole trip that were custom.
That's pretty common in Disney. We've seen this.
Yep.
We see this all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I would never thought someone would spend money on a week, different shirts every day.
Yeah, every park. And yeah. But it sounds cheesy. It's so much easier to find your family, though, if you're all wearing the same shirts. I mean, we've learned this with Burt's Big Adventure over the years. Like, I used to make fun of those families, but now I'm like, no, yeah. I get it. If you're trying to keep tabs on each other, it makes total sense.
Like, the brighter the color, the better. The greens and oranges.
Yes.
Yeah, you can, like, spot each other.
Yeah, I'm always confused when the group of family got on all black shirts. Like, that kind of defeats the purpose.
And you're in Disney, which is like, you got the sun beaming down.
3,000 degrees.
Any color but black.
So, he decided beforehand, man to talk to his ex directly about the shirts. And he was, you know, like, hey, what's going to be on the shirts? And she just, before he could even spit it out, she said, don't worry. I already know what your question is going to be. I've got it all handled. I've taken care of the shirts. And that's all she told him. And he said, okay. She's like, just don't worry. It's going to be fine. So when they get to the trip, uh-oh, she hands everybody their shirts.
That's your first warning sign. When a guy says, I got it taken care of, that's the sign right there.
But it's worry. Not him saying that. No. It's his ex-wife.
Oh, it's the ex-wife
yeah,
saying
she's like,
it.
Okay. I had the shirts taken care of. You don't even have to talk to me about what names are going to go on it.
My bad. Okay.
I've already got it planned out. And they're taken care of. So when they arrive at the trip, that's when everyone gets their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's daughter, there's mom. And by the way, his ex, she's had another kid with someone else. So there's little brother.
No.
And then everyone else has their name on the shirts.
Just name.
Just name.
He didn't have dad?
Nope.
He just had his name?
Yep. So mom, daughter, little bro, and everyone else is like government name.
Shirt. Full name? Or yes. Just, really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, my
no.
Shirt. That's
not handling it.
It is.
I guess so.
It's handling it according to her. So what did he, how did he, did he feel a certain way about it?
He said he couldn't even have the energy to feel a certain way because if his shirt did say dad, and then his wife just said her name, he said that would have probably been more problem. So he's like, at least right. She left me out of it. So it's like, we both were excluded. So I can be like, well, I didn't do the shirts.
I guess you can't complain about it being your name. That's your name.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she could have chose something a lot worse.
It could have been way worse.
The Burt Show.